So we have to figure out round edges, straight edges of the tzitzis. Now this has two big ramifications. Number one ramification is, do you have to make sure that your tzitzis are squared, right? You know, like, we'll call it squared, for lack of a better word. Everyone has a better straight or cornered. Yeah, whatever, with a squared. Yeah. So do your tzitzis have to be squared? In other words, if a little bit gets ripped off or it gets rounded or cut or whatever, do you have to get new tzitzis? That's one application of this question. The flip of this question is, if you have a kapata, or whatever you call the long jab, kapata. No, yes, you have a kapata, which has four cuts on the bottom. In other words, four corners on the bottom. Does that need tzitzis? So the obvious way to alleviate that question is to round out one of the corners. So this corner shtick, or this rounding out shtick, can play with kula and with chumra. Yeah. I can't hear what. Yeah, suit jacket, same thing. Yeah, I was just saying kapata because it's more fun to talk about kapatas. But yeah, but a suit jacket would be the same thing. Obviously, it has to be a certain length. But let's assume you have, you know, clear four corners on whatever, we'll define that maybe in another chabura. But let's assume you have four corners on your jacket. Do you need to round out one of the edges? And if so, how round do you have to do? Can you just cut the little edge, Tina, no one will notice, but yet it's now not four corners. You don't have to put tzitzis on that kapata or that suit jacket. So this is a double, it's kind of a double-edged chabura, double-edged sword over here, because in some ways you want it to be that you don't need it to, it doesn't make a difference if it's a little bit round in terms of your own tzitzis, so you don't have to get new tzitzis, but on the other hand, you want it to be that, you know, that you could make sure that you could edge out a little bit and you don't have to put tzitzis. Now, where does this play out? So the Sifri says that the pasuk says kisuscha, which means that you need to have a square beged and not a tiga, a tichla, or a tefiltin, which are round. Okay? So I saw some of Farshim say, you know what a tiga is? A toga. Yeah. Oh, see, you know, I knew this. I had no idea. But so, in other words, a toga is one that goes across. Right? That way. So that would not need tzitzis, or because it's not cornered, and therefore it needs to be squared beged in order to have tzitzis. The Maria Bu of Paskins in the Torah is cited in the Beis Yosef, and he says you need to have a square beged, not round. Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Hakanafayim, tzarech shim rubos, it needs to be squared. V'lo yagulos, it can't be round. Very nice, easy chabura. Mishnah Berurah explains why. Four words, de'ein igol nikra knaf. Because around at the end is not considered a corner. Corners are by definition squared. We could all go home and the chabura. The million-dollar question, which the Be'er Halacha asks, is he says, one second. Nice chabura says seven words, and then he goes and explains a little bit. Seven words. Sarach ian ad kama nikra b'shem agulos. How do you define round versus square? You cut off the little edge. Does that make it round? If you round it out, says the Be'er Halacha, you have the same exact question by the Mizbeach. The chudos of the Mizbeach, the tops of the Mizbeach, and all these, you know, chudos. Give me a word for chudos in English. Stakes, I guess, but it's the wrong word. Like tops of the Mizbeach and four corners, but they were like squared boxes on the four corners on the Mizbeach. Those had to be perfectly square. And so the question is, let's say it gets a dent in it, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says it could be even up to kezayis or a tefach, the Be'er Halacha cites, and therefore that's still considered square. Even if it's got a dent in it, that's still called squared. So says the Be'er Halacha, well, maybe if it sits this also, you could have a huge rounded edge, and that's still considered squared. Then the Be'er Halacha says, I'm not sure about this whole thing, because Mizbeach was humongous. So a little dent in the Mizbeach, not such a big deal. Your tzitzis are size 22, 28, whatever in size, or 20, that's whatever, 20, yeah. So you have a little tzitzis, you have a little cut on the edge, that already is much more noticeable, perhaps, than a little dent on the Mizbeach. So the Be'er Halacha leaves it with the greatest two words in Halacha, Vitzarachin. Tzarachin. So you start with the question, ends with the question, and leaves us hanging. So what is round, what is squared? So I have three through four opinions on this, and I'll be honest, I'm a lawyer by trade, as you know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a mathematician. So you could help me out here if my math here is a little bit fuzzy. Here, lawyers are notorious that we don't know anything about math. So the Yavit says, now this is where I got messed up already. The Yavit says, three etzpos by three etzpos this way. In other words, Three etzba'ot is about 3 inches. So you have 3 inches down the side, 3 inches that way, that's a corner. Now, how much do you cut off? He says what's called Pythagorean theory, right? What's a theory, right? It goes across, right? So what is that? So 3 by 3 means it's what that way? So I did my math. It's 4.3-ish. No? Someone correct me? Yeah, okay, good. Something, I think so, right? 9 plus 9 is 18. So the square root of 18 is 4 point and change, right? Right? I tried that. Okay, good. That much I could do. So I think, so this is where I lose it. So if you draw a line from one corner, and I did it here for you, you could see this. I tried to do it here. You draw a line like this, so if it's more than 4, meaning if this is more than 4.3 lengthwise, then I think then it's possible. Meaning if it's more, meaning if you would just draw a line like this down here and it's less than 4.3, then you're fine. So you basically have 3, 3, draw a line down the side, and if the rounded is within that box, then you're fine. So because it's still not the rounded is not equal to 4.3. I may be off on the math, and I may have misunderstood what the Yavitz was saying, but that's how I understood it from the Piskei Tshuvos. And if it comes out according to that, that's, you know, 3 inches cut probably up. So it's you know, I don't know, a little bit, but it's not so much. That's shita number one. The Avnei Yoshua debates whether this is Doraisa, Dorabanan, but fine. That's what he says. The Rivo Sephraim says he doesn't know where we got the shear from. How do you know that, like, 3 Pythagoras theory? How do you know that comes in? He's very bothered by the shear. Opinion number 2 is Arch HaShulchan, which is 3 Tfachim, which is 9 inches of an arc. So that's a lot. You have a 9, what's it called? The one line going across, you know, the long angle of it, of the triangle. I'm butchering the words. The diagonal. Okay, yeah, sorry. My wife's going to kill me. Yeah, but so you have the diagonal line. If it's 9 inches, that's already much higher up. So that works as a kul and a chumra. That means if you have a little cut on your tzitzis, you're fine. And tzitzis are still good. But that also means if you've got a kapata, your mamash got to, like, chop off a big corner of there in order to make it kosher, but it doesn't need its own tzitzis by itself. That's being number 2. The Archas Rabbeinu, Stiper says, look, stop doing the math over here. This is not a math equation over here. Baruch Hashem. He says, Maspik Shalomaris Sa'ayin Zenira Eagle. It's enough. If it looks round, if it looks and smells round, it's round. You know, you don't have to, like, start being shechachem and, like, doing your, taking out your ruler and a rounded edge is a rounded edge. Now, that's nice, but it doesn't really give you much comfort in terms of determining it. So the Heichal HaTorah of Brandsdorfer gives a sentence more. He says, if you need to study it to see that it's round, he says, Ian Yofet. You have to, like, you know, take it and go like this, you know, like, I don't know, like, look at this. Look at my edge of my jacket. I don't know, is this round or not round? I don't know, it's round. It's round. You say it's round? I don't know, it definitely looks cornered in some ways, but it's not cornered. There's definitely goes around like this. So, I don't know, if you have to start being ma'ayin et yofeh, if you have to start looking at it carefully to see if it's round or not, then it's not round. But if you just eyeball it for a second and it looks roundish, so then you're fine, that's considered round. And Avnei Yoshua notes that based on the Mishnah Berurah, it may be how big your tzitzis is may make a difference. If you got a 38, I don't know, it's the biggest size. Don't tell me if you're a big size. Whatever. I wear 20. I'm very little. So you have a 20, it's not such a big tzitzis. But if you have a 48 size tzitzis or a 44, then the rounding edges is going to make a difference because it's going to be more noticeable. So you have to be conscious about what the size of the tzitzis is so you can't make an ironclad rule. The Rivo Sephraim says, after having a long page of a discussion of this, he says, look, Mishnah Berurah started off with Tzarchin. I'm going to end with Tzarchin. There's a reason why Mishnah Berurah didn't mince words over here. Mishnah Berurah was very careful to give you the clear halacha, and after a nice little bar halacha, he says he has no idea what the shear is. So if the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a shear for you, he says he can't really give you a shear, and how could later generations over here give you shearim? He was not into giving finite shearim. We'll close with the words of the Maor Yeshenim. The Maor Yeshenim site in the Rivos Ephraim has a great point. He says if a tailor is making the kapata, he says, a tailor has full right to chop off a corner of the kapata and sell it. You know, if you put $100 down for your kapata or whatever it is, for your jacket, and the tailor is going to make it for you, you get it back, you have a whole corner chopped off. He said you have no taina against the tailor because the tailor is mechuyev to do that because he's not going to sell you a four-cornered kapata, you know, which is not going to have tzitzis on it. And so Maor Yeshenim says also if you see someone with a four-cornered kapata which doesn't have tzitzis, you could scream at him. He says even 100 times you should scream at him to make sure that this halacha is known because the best aid says you really have to round out a corner. How much you're going to have to round out, I'm as confused as you are.